And we would like to welcome in a gentleman who I know as Mr. Lambert, because he is the director of bands at Wando High School. That would be the 12-time consecutive South Carolina State Champion marching band at Wando High School and number 6 in the country. I am very happy to have in here a guy who spends maybe more time with my son than I do, Bobby Lambert from Wando High School. How you doing, Mr. Lambert?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's going to be hard for me to not call you Mr. Lambert, because that's how I talk about you with my son.
I've been called a lot worse, so you're fine. That's perfect. Thank you.
Well, I cannot sing the praises enough of what the Wando High School Marching Band has accomplished. And with my son as a junior trumpet player, I see the hard work and the dedication every day, all the time, and it is just an unbelievable organization. So first thing I want to ask you is, for the person who is listening to this conversation, who knows nothing about the Wando High School Marching Band except those guys are good, how have you been able to not only sustain what the program had before you got here, but take it to another level?
Well, it really began many years ago with two band directors before myself, and even three band directors before us. Like, literally, they've had a long line of strong people wanting to do, number one, what's best for kids, and then what's best for music. And so you get that kind of mentality in a community that's willing to support, not only financially, but in attendance and in opportunity. You have some great things that happen, and we've just continued to each year say, well, we did this last time, let's build on that a little bit more. So you continue building those levels and different tiers. So it's been pretty incredible. And plus, we have a staff there of just wonderful people. You know, some of our staff members have been with us for 15, 16 years, and they are just as driven as our parents and our students. And finally, you have an administration with Dr. Eppelsheimer, who, she loves the arts at our school. And so we feel this demand and request and respect. Those three things, you feel that from the community, you can do some pretty incredible stuff. Then you just kind of have to convince kids that they're capable of anything.
They got to buy in.
Absolutely. And the folks here, we do have a very driven community, but kids are kids. I don't care where they come from. There's a lot of doubt. There's a lot of distraction. You know, just thinking about public media, I saw an article about what's on TikTok. I don't even really know what that is, but just the list of the first five things that a parent saw on her own child's page is appalling. And the kids now, they have to deal with so many things that we never thought about. We have a live active shooter drill that every school in the country has to go through. I can't even imagine that when I was in high school. So you've got these kids that are dealing with that, and then they need something that's, you know, for as bad as that is, here's something that's incredible and good that you are a part of. So you start giving them those opportunities, and they get so driven to find out what they're capable of. And, you know, it's not just about music or band. We love getting them in that mentality about for scholarship applications or for college applications. They're not even going to college. Just, okay, if you want to go in the military, go and be great at that. You want to go and work in the private sector, go and be great at that. I don't care what you do. I want you to be really great at that. We start showing them how to do that.
Well, it has come through in so many ways. I've had two nephews and a niece in the Wando band, and now my son in the band, and seeing the level of accomplishment and the level of achievement and the drive and the passion, as you said, that leaks over into other parts of life, academically, physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, those kinds of things. This is your fifth year as the band director.
Sixth year.
You chose to come to Wando. You sought this out. And I wonder, what was it about Wando at that time that lured you to come here to take a program that was pretty well established and then raise its level to another situation?
Well, I could see the potential of what was there. They were continuing to get better and better and better. In 2007, I actually heard the Wando Band for the first time in Chicago at the Midwest Band and Orchestra Clinic, which is what we're getting ready to go play
for. And I'm going to ask you about that in a minute.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember seeing that there was a band from South Carolina. And in the Midwest and the Northeast, band is pretty big. And in the South, unfortunately, historically, you've had some very fine programs, but not a large number of them. So when I saw a group from South Carolina, I thought, I need to go see this. And I remember sitting down and this incredible band playing, and I just learned a ton about it then. And from 2007 till 2013, I was just sort of a distant fan. And Scott Rush, the director before me, came and found me at a summer camp and told me he was thinking about leaving and invited me to come and check out the place and the job. And I just fell in love with it when I first came here. And the staff, gosh, the people were incredible. And the kids, they just look at you in a very demanding, like, and I don't mean that in a negative. They're sitting there going, okay, what have you got? What can we do? Let's try this. That's pretty incredible. Usually kids can be very apathetic or complacent. You know, when I go to different parts of the country, I have to motivate them to try. And here, of course, we have to a certain degree, but our kids start from a place of, we want to be really good. If you can help us, we'll be on your team. If you can't, get out of the way. And that's good. Well, honestly, it's good.
You mentioned your staff. I mean, you have people who have lived in this town for a long time that have national credentials mm-hmm. on what they have done in the marching band world. And to have that, along with the incredible parental support, I know as a parent of a band member, that the community support, and then you mentioned the administration support, it seems like for a person in your position, it's about as good of a situation as you can get to then create the successes that you've enjoyed.
Well, there was a perfect storm of things that had been going for a long time, and now we're continuing to reap the benefits and continue to build. When you start looking at the way kids enter band at the very beginning, Jeff Scott and Sam Mumford over at Cario, Nick Nafpliotis and Adam Vernon Young at Lang, and Mason Mumford over at Moultrie, You've got people coming in excited about music and about band, and after they're with them for 3 years, they come to us just ripe and ready to go on to different challenges. I wouldn't say bigger challenges, just different ones. When you have that foundation laid and then all those levels of support, it wasn't a thing of how good it could be. It's like riding a wild stallion sometimes. it's going to go. And you better set it in the right direction, because wherever you point it, it's going to go there faster than you think. So that was, if there was any kind of hesitation, it was that. My parents are from North Carolina. I grew up in Cherokee, North Carolina, on the Indian reservation there. And so it was kind of like coming home again. I've taught in Chicago for 13 years. That's kind of what you're alluding to. Mm-hmm. I moved from Chicago to here. And it's one of those things where I thought, if I can get myself and the program to go where I think it can go, it's going to be incredible. Now, that being said, it's gone way past what I thought it could do.
Really?
Yeah. If you'd asked me, well, we had our plan laid out. We sat down the first week I was ever at Wando with Jeff Handel and Laney Radke.
I was going to say, we have been remiss to not mention Jeff Handel and Laney Radke, your assistant directors, who are amazing.
Yeah, they're just spectacular. And they'd been at Wando already a few years before me. And we sat down early on and just said, what do you think the program's capable of in the next 5 to 10 years? And we laid out kind of this wish list of what we wanted and what we wanted to accomplish. And if I look at it now, we've gone a bit past that on several of the categories that are there. I knew that we could do some great things, but I didn't know it was quite going to happen this fast.
Well,
usually when you have a director change, it can sometimes kind of stumble for a little bit and then go there. If anybody's ever had a different boss or has worked a different job, it takes a little while to readjust. But the kids just hit the ground running with me, and Scott Rush set us up really well, my predecessor. It was, again, a perfect storm of great things to go.
You talk about hitting the ground running. I can tell you that before my son was even born, I knew he was going to go to Wando High School and he was going to be in the band. Of course, since he was born, the Wando band became an institution in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And you have people in Mount Pleasant who have their kids and say, I can't wait to be in the Wando band. And we saw the story recently on the front page of the paper. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to get your reaction to that, because with Beckham High School opening up, you know, any town that I use the analogy of Somerville High School. Somerville was the only school in town for decades and won championships and everything. And then Fort Dorchester opened up in the 90s, and there were some growing pains amongst the community, the organizations, the football teams, whatever. And now they have a third high school, Ashley Ridge, and so that's become a moot point. Mount Pleasant going through growing pains. Beckham High School is going to open up, and a lot of people want their kids to be at Wando. I know there's discussion about allowing them to go to Beckham, but then having the Wando brand as the competitive marching aspect, and they could still go to Beckham, sure. or they could transfer to Wando. Or what's the status that you can share with us right now about, sure. about that front page story and the future of Wando and Mount Pleasant with those two high schools?
Well, the real truth is a lot of those decision-making things are above my pay grade a good bit, thankfully, because it's a really sensitive topic. I don't think that anybody in the administration here is looking to hurt anyone. And when you do look at our town, we certainly have enough kids to have two high schools. At the same time, I think that there, if I'm a parent, I want my kid to go to Wando. I mean, that's selfishly, I do. And part of that is really just the unknown. We don't know what Beckham's going to be. I know there are great people who are running it, and they'll do a great job. But as with all things, it's going to take some time. So the real official answer is I don't know exactly how all of that is going to work out. I do know that there are several people that are meeting weekly to discuss, okay, how can we make this work to benefit kids in the best possible way? And we'll continue to work to try and, you know, give some options. We've gone through about five different scenarios with folks of, well, maybe we can try this and maybe we can do that. And I think right now all the cards are on the table. And it just sort of, you go down one path and decide, okay, does this work? Is it feasible? What's best for kids?
What do you want to see? I know I'm putting you on the spot and asking you this, but what do you want to see?
I want to see any kid who really wants to be in the Wando band able to be in the Wando band, to put it really simply. So any way that can happen, I'm very much an advocate for. Do I want to see a place where we have a community that has multiple strong programs? Sure enough, absolutely. It's tough. I won't lie about that. It's tough to have strong programs that are drawing from the same community, especially financially and resource-wise, just as number of students. But again, we have this large area of people, and I think there's probably going to come a time where there's another high school.
Yeah, there's going to be a third high school in the Ondo area, say, in the next decade or so. Yeah.
I mean, who could have been, you know, if you look just in my time of being in Mount Pleasant, I remember thinking, wow, Wando's way out on the edge of town. And it's not on the edge of town anymore. You know, you've got the Lowe's out there. You've got all those things.
The hospital.
The center of town continues to shift. And it becomes a larger and larger area. And who's to say what that will be in the next 10 years? I know I now live past Wando High School. And it continues to grow. There are developments that are coming up there daily. I want kids, I'll say this, the Wando band is not done achieving all that it can achieve. And I think there are even bigger, better things that we have in store for us in the next, I'd say, 5 to 6 years. I want to make sure that folks who want to be a part of that are able to be a part of that. Now, there's some folks who don't, you know, that I like to play music, but I don't want to spend a lot of time doing marching band. And that may be maybe that's what's best for them to do. For us, marching band is a means to an end. I know that sounds really strange. People know a lot about our marching band, but to be quite honest with you, marching band is a process that we see benefit our students leadership-wise, responsibility. We have this thought of great people doing great things. That's kind of one of our mottos there. The kids will learn in the first year that they're in the Wando band, they learn how to start managing their time, how to be responsible, how to speak to an adult. You know, I don't think people quite understand that as a freshman, speaking to an adult is terrifying. And you start to kind of wean them into that. And the older kids start taking them under their wing and leading the way. So that by the time they're a junior, they start getting younger kids and start leading them through this process and seeing, okay, now I can do it. It's my job and my duty to show someone else how to do it. So we have this cycle that's created.
Well, and when you see a kid who comes in as a freshman who had never done marching band before, just the change in that student at the end of their freshman year is phenomenal to see physically, mentally, emotionally. And with that said, as we talk about the future, of the Wando Band in the town of Mount Pleasant. I have been hearing that Wando is going to be moving to a varsity and junior varsity band setup. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I think probably the better title of that is we're thinking more of a we're going to call it the Warrior Band, which is going to be everybody, but the time demand on those kids is going to be a little bit less. Instead of our 3 days a week rehearsal, they'll do one, and it'll be for a shortened amount of time, and then they'll do Friday night football games with us. They'll do some pregame activities. They'll do almost like if you've seen Clemson and USC, and I'm looking especially at the University of North Carolina system, they have one marching band that does pregame and one that does halftime, but they're so large. Ours is we want to have everybody together doing pregame, and then the kids that want that competitive nature, that kind of competitive demand, they'll do the exact same schedule we have right now and do the halftime shows and the competitions. So you have two different levels. Let's say I'm coming in and I'm not sure if I want to do band in high school. Well, then I do this Warrior Band or JV program, however you want to say it, and I give it a try. And, you know, there's an audition process that goes through it, but it's pretty open. Again, as I said, if you want to be in the Wando Band, I want you to be in the Wando Band. And if you're willing to work, man, we can make a lot of great things happen. But going back to it, they can be part of this Warrior Band. And only Tuesdays for about 2 hours, and then Fridays that we have a home football game, and that's their after-school commitment. We want them to be part of our process, but we also want them to have the flexibility to maybe try other things at school, or more importantly, get acclimated to the high school. A lot of people get really frightened by our size. I would tell you, I'm always shocked when people tell me how many kids are at Wando. I'm shocked by it. The way our schedule works, you never see all the kids at the same time. We have late ins and early outs and all this. So there's never a time when all 4,000 of the kids are actually on campus. It feels, and the way the building is segmented, it feels like a small school. I know that sounds weird and people don't always believe me when I say that. The good side of that, though, is the schedule there and the amount of classes a kid can take.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we have the traditional block, like what people think of as 4x4 block, and true traditional of 8 periods a day, like you and I probably had right. In high school, the fact that we have both of those running concurrently is incredible.
And you know, and I've seen it also that when kids come in for band camp in the summer, that by the time they start the school year, they're already familiar with the building. They mm-hmm. have several hundred friends that make them comfortable, and the transition is so much easier when they go into a school of that magnitude with those many options and amazing academic standards. Yep. I mean, this is the best. You know, we hear so much about bad education, bad schools. So this is the best.
Yeah.
And I that's why I love having you here and talking about it, because we want to highlight the good things, and this is as good as it gets.
Yeah. Anytime you have a large set of things, when you say we have 88 schools, that's hard to even imagine. 88 schools with several hundred in each building. And we hear a lot of, well, you know, there are several people complaining. What's several? You know, if you really think about it, if 100 people were complaining about a program, that's probably only a couple of, you know, like a few percent of the overall people that are serviced by this. And that's a tough thing. I'm not trying to, it sounds like I've been hired by the school district to come and talk. And that's really not what it is. It's more a thing where I've been in charge of things for a long time, and you're never going to please everyone. And change is a challenge. It always is. We talk about greatness in our program. We say that greatness comes in small, uncomfortable increments. And that's what I think we sort of are experiencing here in our town, too.
Absolutely. It's the victim of success. It's what you have to deal with when you succeed and when you achieve. And you have seen, when you look at what Wando has done, that people are emulating what you guys are doing and want to see, how can we replicate that? How did they do that there when we haven't been able to do it over here?
Very much. We have people who come and visit us. I would say at least once a month we have directors from different parts of the state and the country that will either call or write or visit us to see what are you doing. To go back to your original question about the freshmen, the way our statistics work out is it's very rare for you to be in a class at Wando without another band student. And that that's just invaluable. When you go into something and you can go, oh, wait, I know that kid. There they, I know them from this thing. That makes the first month of Wando for freshmen incredibly easier. Every year we hear about kids that they get dropped off at the school and they won't get out of the car.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
And by the end, they're driving their own car.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, yeah. It's funny because I remember so many of our upperclassmen, I remember their first days of them, you know, teary-eyed and mm-hmm. all that. And then you see them literally a week or two later, and they're laughing and joking. You're like, hey, do you remember the first day of... No, I don't remember that.
But it's yeah. the profound impact yeah. that the program has, that marching band has, and honestly, that you and Miss Radicke and Mr. Handel have had on so many kids through the years. And so, as I mentioned that, I also talk about the fact that we're talking with Bobby Lambert, director of bands at Wando High School. The school district can only do so much.
Oh.
And I would love for you to explain to people listening to this conversation what it is that the Wando Band has to do to achieve the level of success you have achieved in spite of the limitations of sure. budgeting and support financially from the school sure. district.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about the support of the community, and people can say that. There's a little bit of lip service that sometimes comes with that.
Sure.
They say, oh, we have such a supportive community. Ours goes beyond that. From a macro side, we have so many businesses that donate or volunteer or help us in so many ways in the town. I would say we're around the 70 mark of distinct businesses that in some way support either one kid or 50 kids in our program, either through meals or through opportunities for us. You start bringing that down to a more focused view, and you see our parent level, where the parents have volunteer hours. They have, you know, just getting your kid to and from school is a big deal. And then when you add our layer of extra things that are there, it's even more. So we see parents a lot of the time. And what's great about that is, it's rare for me to meet a parent at graduation.
That's true. I bet.
Because when I see the seniors there, it's like, oh yeah, I've known this parent for 4 years. I got to work with this parent on this. I know this parent from there. Even cooler now is as we have our events, we have parents who no longer have kids in our program, but they still come back and are part of what we do. And that's when I know we're doing some things right. When I was at my old school, we had a group of about seven parents, three couples and one widower. They traveled together every year, and they had met as part of the Marion band, and they still were traveling together. They hadn't had a kid in the band for like 15 years, but they still would travel to the Grand National Championship to see them. They didn't know any of the kids anymore, but they would always come and say hello. And those are the things that I love. When we had our performance at state this last time, and where we won, there were five different kids who were either at Clemson or USC that walked up to us, and good gosh, it felt great to see that they're still part of the program.
Well, and I can see when you do your community performances as well, and you ask people who were in the Wando band to please stand up and be recognized because they have paved a path for what the band is doing currently. You will have dozens of people who will stand up that used to be in the Wando band, have graduated and moved on, but came back to support the band and to see you perform.
Yeah, so that parent layer, which also turns into the alumni layer. And these parents aren't just like, here, I'm selling some cookie dough.
No.
it is things like this. There's a labor of love that's there. And they do see, you know, we talk about, boy, the band takes a lot of time. You're welcome. And I say that facetiously.
You're married with two kids. I know how busy you are.
Actually, the point that I wanted to make there is the worst thing that a kid can be is bored. Because when they get bored, they get creative. And there's so, we talked earlier about there's so many distractions and so many things that can take away from a kid. When they don't have enough to do, they start doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And so when parents will say, gosh, you guys are so busy, I want to say, you're welcome. Because you know where your kid is more hours a day than most do. And I can assure you here, I'll keep them so busy or tire them out, they won't have time or brain power to get into any trouble outside of that. I was the same way when I was in high school. I was on yearbook. I was with the newspaper. I was president of the senior class, and I was the band president. And I can remember one time getting in trouble, and my mom threatened to ground me. And I remember saying, please, I'd love to stay home. And be, but I would also tell you that I remember having friends that they didn't have those things to do, and they got into a lot of trouble, as kids can do.
And we have seen the correlation between musical performance and academic achievement, the arts in general, in all kinds of ways, and how kids who are in the arts have higher academic levels of achievement, and they and that is a testament to not only the power of the arts, but also the way that kids become engaged. I've seen it with my son. I've seen it with so many kids. I know you have as well.
Well, and you know, you take that one. There are a lot of the studies of their brains think differently. It opens up new pathways. But let me even dumb it down a little bit so that people like me can understand. It's not just about the chemical or physiological things. Whenever your kid is part of a larger group of kids doing something, they start to take on the personalities and likes and dislikes of that group. You know, we talk sometimes about people doing church camp or things like that, and that syncs them up almost. We have some of the smartest kids in the school, and when all the other kids come together, they're like, oh my gosh, I need to be in an AP class. That kid's in an AP class. I need to be in an AP class. Or this kid is going after this scholarship. I heard about that. I'm going to go after that scholarship. So we have highly motivated kids who then create other highly motivated kids.
Amen.
In what they do. So the final thing about that community support and what that is it does come down to the administration in our building. And boy, in the 6 years, I've seen so many different things, from the death of Mrs. Beckham to the taking over with Dr. Eppelsheimer. And I have to tell you, it's been, I'll say this, Lucy Beckham would be very proud of Wando today.
Absolutely. She is missed, and she would be so proud.
Absolutely. I think everybody was a little concerned when Miss Beckham died. She was the reason I wanted to come here. I mean, if you had a 15-minute conversation with her, you walked out of the room saying, wow, that's pretty impressive. What's interesting is I got to sit with Dr. Eppelsheimer yesterday morning. We meet up regularly, and I walked out of there feeling like Lucy would be really proud right now of what Wando has become, but also the way that Dr. Eppelsheimer it hasn't stayed the same. I've heard this statement of, you know, Wando's not the same. Tell me what is the same.
Right.
What society isn't the same as it was 6 years ago. You know, our phones aren't the same. Nothing is the same, but Dr. Eppelsheimer has made Wando evolve into something that is exactly Lucy's vision. It's exactly what it wanted to be. And I hope that people can say that about us with the band. You know, when Miller Asbel was here before, and when Scott was here before me and taking the band to Midwest, I hope they can look at it and say, it isn't the same as it was then. It can't be. It has grown and evolved to do more or better or faster or more efficient. It's hopefully gotten better. If we're not, then we're not the right teachers for that.
Are you able and or willing to discuss the budget for the band versus what the funding is from the school district?
Well, you know, honestly, I can say this. The budget that we get to, the way the district has to work, and I understand this, it has to be in balance with what all the other bands in our district get. So what they've created a formula based on a number of different things, free and reduced lunch, total population, all that. And so it's a per student kind of number.
Okay.
Usually we receive a little bit less than $30 per student for what we have. When you look at, we actually couldn't travel to anywhere with the number that we have with that budget.
But for instance, just as for instance, traveling to from Wando to Somerville High School for their competition,
$12,000
is $12,000.
Yeah, and you know, there would be naysayers out there that would say, oh well, you know, of course they use charter buses. You know what? I thought about that too, and so we ran the numbers with school buses. You have to have two more because of the number that you can fit on a charter bus versus school bus. And then when you don't use a charter bus, you lose that luggage and storage. So then you have to rent another truck, and we already have two semis. So we actually, I priced it out it was $12,000 to go to Somerville. And I think the number was something where around $12,289. That's sort of stuck in my memory. To use the school buses was going to be like $11,980. So for $300 more, all that to say, it takes a lot to move that many people. I think I can best relate it to this. If you looked at the Clemson band budget, you're going to be in the $500,000 to $600,000 range, and that comes from the athletic department. So you know you're going to see them at volleyball and basketball, and so because that they're part of that program,
right?
But they're going to be funded through that program as well. Whenever that group, my old school, Western Carolina University, was just in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That trip alone was around $600,000 to just go. But now they took 450 kids that are with them. Just it's sheer numbers.
Yeah.
We want to provide one meal. One meal for 450 people turns into a chunk of change really fast.
And that goes back to our earlier in the conversation where we were talking about the support, the parental involvement, the necessity of having business partnerships, and the things that help fuel mm-hmm. what you guys are able to accomplish, which leads me to the next trip, which is coming up on December the 18th through the 21st. The Symphonic Band at Wando High School is going to Chicago for the Midwest Clinic. I would love for you to try to explain to the layman out there why this is such a monumental event for the Wando Band and for the kids like my son who will be performing there in Chicago and what it's all about.
The Midwest Band and Orchestra Clinic has been around. I think that we're in it started in the late 60s, and it was a place where people could come to hear new music. So started out with a few hundred band directors that converged in Chicago, centrally located for the country, and they had a couple of bands come in to play new literature. You know, there wasn't YouTube or anything like that at the time, so that's how you learned new literature. And it took off brilliantly. It went from a few hundred people to a couple of thousand, whatever. Last year, it clocked in at 18,070 so band and orchestra directors that came to this. It's held in McCormick Place, which is it's about six city blocks in Chicago. If you've ever been around Soldier Field in the city, it's near there. And it's just a mammoth convention that has hundreds of vendors. It has close to 100 different presentations that go on over the 3 or 4 days. 5 high school bands from the U.S. play, 2 bands from international. So this year it's one group from Japan and one group from Portugal. It has 2 college bands play, 3 middle schools, and 3 jazz bands. And that sounds like it's a lot. Well, for our portion, there were 80 groups that auditioned from across the country to get in, and we were fortunately selected. The other 4 groups that get to come, one is from California, and the other 3 are in Texas. And just like we hear from everything else, everything is bigger in Texas. Bands especially are bigger in Texas. Now, what's that convention like? If you've ever heard anything about like Star Trek conventions, or like your favorite football team conventions, that's what this is. They are diehard people who love music, love teaching, and they want to see what's on the cutting edge of the band world. So to get to be included in that group, we had a clinician in with this last night, and we'll often say this in the medium, that's not a Midwest caliber group, or that's a Midwest caliber group. And it really separates really good from great. So to get to be a part of this, again, for a second time is big. To let you know, in the state of South Carolina, we've only had 3 high schools go. Lexington High School went in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken. Irmo High School went in the 90s. And then Wando in 2007 were the first school to get to go back. There were a couple of middle schools, including Lang Middle School, going in the late 80s or early 90s. It's incredible to think about the opportunity that's there. What one thought of that, though, in 2007, the band went from Wando. We've been contacted by so many alums from that band to talk to our current students about how incredible that was. And just like we can't explain to you what that is, but it's going to be incredible. Folks who I have no idea. I had no idea they were ever an alum, and they'll just send us an email saying, please give the kids my congratulations and let them know we're so proud of them. Charlton Singleton, of course, one of our most famous alums, sent me just the nicest text 2 days ago and just congratulating us on getting to go. And I said, you know, we have a, and I want to mention this to your listeners, we have a send-off concert on Sunday, December 15th at 4 o'clock at the high school.
I'll be there.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
I'll be there.
And Charlton, I'd mentioned to him that we're going to have this concert because he said I'd love to hear something from there. And he's going to come. It's incredible. We wanted to make sure that people knew that we were from South Carolina. I'm very proud of that fact because, like I said, we don't always have a large, we have very fine bands here, but not always a large number of them. So we actually had a piece written about Charleston and Mount Pleasant in particular, using some of the Gullah culture and some of the music from there and infusing it over into the jazz medium, which is where it transitioned into as well. And it came across, it's a wonderful piece called From Whence They Came, written by the Somerville band director, Leslie Gilrey.
Is that the piece also that's sort of inspired or by the Emmanuel 9, the shooting at the church? Or?
Well, actually, the composer of our next, the last piece we play, he wrote a piece for the Emmanuel 9 2 years ago that was premiered at Midwest.
Okay.
And it's such a tragic set of events that led up to that. And there was such a poignant piece. I wanted to have maybe the next level or the next intimation of Charleston be shown in our performance there. So that was where From Whence They Came. I wanted it to be a thing that's, yes, this has happened, but there's also this healing and this growth that has come out of that. And one of the coolest stories that came out of that is the acceptance and forgiveness of those families and that church in particular. And when I look at that, I see them saying, let's also celebrate all the things that are Charleston. And this Gullah thing. One of the cool things, we learned that as we were making this application, there were jazz musicians, including Miles Davis, that would travel from New York to Miami each year. So they'd spend the winters in Miami. And a great midway point was stopping in this area, in the Charleston area. So when you look back at some of the incredible jazz players that have been here, it's amazing. There was a community here. There was an amphitheater that was over near Mount Pleasant that these groups would just come and play and perform in. And if you don't, if you're not careful, you'll overlook some of that history. Hold on. I'm sort of getting tangled up in my, what's the, there was a African-American community, Simpsonville, or do you remember?
Or something, Snowden?
No.
I'm thinking the East Cooper area.
It is. Okay. It is the East Cooper area.
Like 6 Mile and then those places.
Well, but it was more a thing, like right after the Civil War, there was an area that was, these are freed slaves and Gullah people, and there was an that's the amphitheater that was there, and the jazz musicians could only stay in those hotels. Along the route from here down, they weren't allowed to stay there, so they would stop and they would perform as part of this. And we found that history. We're like, we've got to do something that puts this together and makes this go. To finish this thought, Omar Thomas is the person who'd written a piece for Emmanuel 9. He's also written a piece called Come Sunday.
That is your finale, and it is absolutely awesome. I'm just going to say that right now.
It is. You are standing in the middle of an AME church, and it's the last thing. It's the hymn to send you out for the rest of your Sunday, and it's a celebration. It's a time of revival and renewal. And I don't think that anybody who hears us play that can walk out not with a smile on their face.
Well, I'll tell you, and I've raved about it to so many people, the performance that I saw the symphonic band do was, in my short life or whatever, it was the best thing I've ever seen a high school band perform ever. I just, the Leonard Bernstein piece and the other things that you had, it was just tremendous. So I want to invite everybody Sunday, December the 15th at 4 p.m. at Wando. It's free. If you want to see amazing music amazing performances. I would definitely invite you. As you can tell, I could talk about this all day, but you really could talk about this all day.
Oh, very much.
And so I want to wrap up this conversation just by asking you, because I know there's a certain humbleness or modesty to the success, because it's hard earned, and there's a lot of people that make it possible, not just you.
No, nope.
And there's
nope.
So many people that do, the kids and the staff and the parents and the directors and all that. But how do you feel when you're up there directing, conducting, I should say, a band like that, or you're standing on the tower,
sure,
and you're looking down at a performance that is tremendous? I'm just, what's the personal level of satisfaction that you get? Because it's your life.
Yep.
You dedicated yourself many years ago, and you are married with two kids. And I know they don't see you a lot during the marching band season, or well, it goes on even after marching band. But I'm sure. Just wanting to know, you personally, what you, as a parent, I'm sitting there and I'm almost moved to tears.
This is the best thing I've said this to several people. The Wando program is like the nicest Lamborghini or Ferrari. Like, imagine your dream car and having it sit right in front of you. And when I get to conduct the bands that are there, it's like sitting behind the thing and realizing nobody else is on the road. You know, there's no cops around, and you want to open the thing up and see what it can do. I said one time that when we're not doing what we can do, I talk to the kids a lot about this. Imagine you've got that great car, and it's being driven by somebody who only takes it 25 miles an hour. You have all that power just dying to go, and it doesn't get in the right. So when I get to stand in front of them, well, I have to be honest. It goes back and forth between these two extremes. Number one, there'll be times I'll look at the kids and go, when I was 15, there is no way I could have done any of this. Then I go on the other side of, these kids are pretty incredible. And I love it when we set a challenge for them and they not only meet it, they go past it. I found that with the kids in this community in general, I don't like to set a lot of goals for this reason. Whenever I do, I find I limit us. If I just say, let's be really great at this, they go beyond what I thought they could do. So that's when I'm sitting in the driver's seat of that Lamborghini, and I am going so fast that it sort of feels like it's floating. That's what conducting the Wando Symphonic Band and the Concert 2 and Concert, it's like that. Maybe the best thing I can tell any of us who have ever played that perfect game, it's what I would imagine a pitcher who gets a perfect game in, you know, all strikes and all that, a bowler who gets the, you know, the 300, mm-hmm, but I get to do it pretty often.
Can you accept the congratulations of so many for them continuing the 12 consecutive state championships? That is a South Carolina record, finishing sixth in the country at Indianapolis, winning regional competitions in South Carolina and in Georgia. I mean, I know that you're looking for the next thing, and you're looking,
sure,
for the, what, but is there just a moment when if I walk up to you like I did on the field at Irmo High School after we won the state championship and I said, congratulations? I mean, how,
yeah,
it's well earned and it's well deserved.
Absolutely. And I'm truly thankful for each of those things. My brain doesn't necessarily turn off when that happens. There's not a, okay, whew, that's over, and now we can kind of sit back and sip our umbrella drinks and be okay. There's never a time where that happens. I think you're going to find that with anybody who's just driven and committed to what they're doing. I can take that, because I'll tell you, one of the things that we do every year that we do the state championship is we watch the 2005 Wando Band. That was the first Wando Band to win a state championship. And we had Sam Mumford was drum major of that school, Sam Donner at the time. We actually had her come in and talk to the kids, and she said something that was pretty powerful this year. She said, you know, we went into it thinking we were good, but not necessarily thinking about winning. It was just trying to be as great as we could. when people see me, especially after awards, I think sometimes they think, well, he didn't seem that excited about it. If you want to see me excited, watch me at the end of a performance. Because for me, when we perform exceptionally well, I'm happy to go home. I tell the kid, when we got done with our state performance, it was a fantastic show. It was a fantastic run. I tell them, I'm ready to get on the bus. I'm ready to go home. It's not because I don't care about what the results are. It's more, that's the satisfaction. That's huge. Graduation is a major point of satisfaction for me. When I see kids that complete what they've done with us for 4 years, when I see a kid saying, I just got a $200,000 scholarship to go here, that's like, you'll see Bobby Lambert really excited about that. With the other stuff, it's, you know, the only thing that I can control is what Wando does. Now, other people are figuring things out and doing things really well. It doesn't take away from whether we had a great run or not. So, the accolades are incredible, and we'll keep fighting for that. We'll do every. As people are asking about Beckham or asking about the this, that, or the other, you know, it's one more challenge in what we do. And I've seen the community stand up and help us get whatever it was that we needed, no matter how far-fetched I thought it was. By the way, we'd love to have an indoor theater or an indoor practice facility. So I'm just throwing that out there. If anybody out there is listening has a few million dollars lying around, we'd love. But you know what? In Mount Pleasant, anything's possible.
Well, we have seen that proven time and again. And just like any sports team that is practicing in the summer and practicing at all hours of the day and night and weekends and everything, and then they win on the field, the winning on the field took place in the weeks and months leading up to that in preparation. And the Wando Band is no different, as you guys rehearse and practice and drill and get it down to as exact a performance as you want to. And so I wish you the best of luck at Midwest.
Thank you.
As a parent, I thank you personally.
I'm honored. Thank you.
And I would say that on behalf of thousands of kids and parents and community members that you and your band have touched over the years and will continue to do so, we just say thank you very much, and we appreciate it, and we enjoy it, and go Wando.
Yep. Thank you so much. That's my win for the day. Thank you.
Bobby Lambert and the Wando Bands, happy to talk about it here, and we'll see what they do next.